This is Lele Pons from Suite 305 with Lele Pons. Game day at my house, it's chaos, but like in a fun way. The TV's ready, the remotes are ready, the kids' toys are going off, and somehow everybody needs batteries at the exact same time. That's why I keep Duracell stocked. And Duracell just released limited edition Duracell and Messi battery packs. The design is inspired by Messi's iconic left leg tattoo. So every battery feels like it comes with an extra kick. From the TV remote to automatic corkscrew, Duracell keeps us game day ready. Duracell double and triple A batteries are the only ones built different with power boost ingredients for long-lasting performance you can trust. Find the limited edition Duracell and Messi batteries in stores at Lowe's and Walmart or on Amazon.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It has now been a year since Ethan Chapin, Madison Mogan, Zana Kernodle, and Kaylee Gonzalez lost their lives to a senseless murderer on the University of Idaho campus. The man charged with this crime, Brian Koberger, now sitting in jail, awaiting trial. All this weekend, we're going to take a look back at the conversations, investigation, and interviews that we've conducted the last 365 days on this case, as we continue to await justice for those four college students. Four killed for what? The case against Koberger. The story all weekend here on the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Dan Crane, forensic scientist and professor, joining us. We're still talking about the knife sheath in the Brian Koberger case. It's chain of custody. It going to two different labs when they were looking for different types of DNA on it. And Dan, you've done a great job explaining this and helping us understand it better so far. I want to go to you with this. And how do you defend something like the knife sheath? And how do you explain this to a jury?
Here's something that I'm confident is going to end up being explored by the defense at some point. You may not hear much about it, but it will be explored. It's the way that the suspect was identified and what impact that has on the statistical weight that gets attached to the evidence. Mm-hmm. The default for pretty much every crime laboratory in the country is to fall back on a statistic that's called the random match probability. Okay. And the random match probability, it answers a very specific question. It's what's the chance that a randomly chosen unrelated individual from a given reference population might have the same DNA profile that we find in common between a person of interest and a crime scene sample. That's a very specific, very carefully phrased articulation of the random match probability. Mm-hmm. That's what crime laboratories are in the business of reporting. They have spreadsheets that they can plug numbers into and they get the answer to that question. But at the very front end of that definition, it says, what's the chance that a randomly chosen, unrelated individual, the way that Koberger was identified as a suspect, as a person of interest, he was not randomly chosen. He was chosen. A shadow of suspicion fell on him because of a Y chromosome genealogy search. And what that does is it introduces, from a statistical perspective, a problem that's called ascertainment bias. How was the suspect ascertained? And practically speaking, the reason this becomes an important issue is this, is, you know, let's say there's a 1 in a million chance that you would have a winning lottery ticket, right? There's a lottery, you can pick a million numbers, one of them will be the winner, right? If you tell your friend, hey, I have a winning lottery ticket, they'll be very impressed, right? The chances of that are about 1 in a million. But if you also tell your friend, hey, I purchased 1,000 lottery tickets, they'll be less impressed that you have that winning lottery ticket, mm-hmm. right? They'll be about 1,000-fold less impressed than if you had purchased just one. And so the way that plays out then in the context of a investigation like this is, you know, we Koberger's DNA might be very rare, but we might need to be a lot less impressed that they found his DNA, given that we had a pretty high expectation that we were going to find his DNA because he's related to his father and his father passed his DNA, at least with the Y chromosome, probably without any error or change from one generation to the next. And so that needs to be taken into account. And what you need to do is you need to reduce the weight that's given to the DNA by a factor of however large the database was that was being searched. And it's more complicated still because it's not just the number of people that were in the database, but because it was a genealogical database, you're not just looking at the people in the database, you're looking at the relatives of the people in the database. So if there are 1 million people in the database, you might actually be looking at scrutinizing, sorting through 10 million or 100 million people if you're also able to sweep up or cast into your net cousins and aunts and uncles and siblings and grandparents, right? And so that, how much you need to reduce the weight of the evidence because of that ascertainment bias, that has not been very well sorted out by the forensic scientific community. And so just Wednesday of this week, I testified in an admissibility hearing for a case out of Washington State where this was exactly the issue that was in play. And in the course of that testimony, I heard that there have now been 426 cases worldwide to date where this kind of search and generation of a suspect has occurred. So it's still in its infancy.
So that could raise some doubts, essentially, in the mind of the jurors that the DNA on the knife sheath specifically could have originated from him? Is it essentially meaning that the statistical probability is not as black and white as we may think it is? It's not this 99.9% or whatever that that it was in fact Koberger's, that it could possibly have been someone else's? It was male, and there are other possibilities as to who it could have been?
Yeah, I think you've distilled it down nicely, but let me add in a layer that goes even beyond that. So I would expect the defense, so just as was the case that I was involved with earlier this week in Washington State, the defense's position was that the DNA evidence should not be admitted as evidence. It should not even be mentioned to the jury. Because there was, and this is going to sound like it's legalese, because it is, but because there is no generally accepted means of attaching a reliable statistical weight to a sample when the suspect has been identified in this particular way, because the scientific community hasn't figured out the right way to answer that statistical question yet. There is no generally accepted statistic. And if there is no statistic, courts all over the country have consistently ruled for 30 years that without a statistic, a reliable statistic, DNA test results are not admissible.
Wow.
I mean, how interesting was something like this? I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, we're talking kind of some bureaucratic decisions this way and that way as far as what's admissible or not. In reality, though, in your opinion and in your expertise, the fact that they found this DNA, that they did trace it back to Koberger's father, the fact that Koberger's whole, the evidence, the other evidence that exists that's out there, the cell phone tracking data, things of that, that also does look fairly damning. Is it likely his DNA that is on this, but there's enough holes in this or enough doubt that one would be able to say that this it might not be him or that we can't bring this up in court? Do you think that there's a chance that this is not really his?
Let me put it to you this way. Law enforcement can generate investigative leads any way that they think is of help to them, right? If they want to use Ouija boards or seance, if they think that helps them, that's fine.
Yeah.
If the DNA here ends up being like the key investigative lead that led them to a suspect, I don't have any problem with that at all. I think there are some legitimate questions as to how much weight should be attached to the DNA evidence. And, if they can secure a conviction independent of the DNA, once they've identified Koberger as a suspect with the DNA and then they set the DNA aside, that might be their best avenue. Because there's probably going to be a pretty good fight about whether a jury should even hear about those DNA test results. So again, if they can build their case in a way that is independent of the DNA, that might end up being the safest course for the prosecution.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Dan Crane, thank you so much for your insight onto a fairly, confusing topic for most of us. You did a great job of really spelling that out. Really appreciate it. Hey, if you like the show and you want ad-free content, you can get that through Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe over there right now. Even try it for 3 days free. Go check that out. My name's Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Stay with us.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.